This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It's been called the copyright case of the century. For a decade, the software company Oracle has accused Google of stealing code from Oracle's Java programming language in order to build Google's Android system. Google argued that it was fair use. Java is a common programming tool, and many say the claim would be like telling an architect not to use bricks. Yesterday, the Supreme Court agreed, ruling in Google's favor. The decision has implications beyond the tech world. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Somehow this connects back to rap group 2 Live Crew. I bet you didn't see that coming. Back in the late 80s, 2 Live Crew did this song sampling Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman. Two Live Crew argued that only some lines were used in order to make a new song. In 1994, the Supreme Court agreed, calling it transformative use. Ever since, some courts have expanded the definition of transformative use, which has made some in Hollywood nervous. Like the Motion Picture Association of America, who filed an amicus brief last year in Google versus Oracle. Christopher Baccafasco teaches at the Cardozo School of Law. He says the Motion Picture Association is worried, not just about new technology,
but also the kinds of creativity that new technology fosters, creative reuses of existing creative content.
They aren't the only ones. The Copyright Alliance, which represents individuals and organizations, issued a statement saying the Supreme Court decision could lead to misinterpretations of the law. Jennifer Jenkins, who teaches law at Duke University, says while transformative use has been expanding,
there are two huge watershed decisions that just came down, like, you know, fresh, that actually didn't put the brakes on transformative use, but put some limits on it.
One of those rulings found that Andy Warhol violated a photographer's copyright by using her image of Prince without credit. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.